so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile.
Well, of course, that is Asleep at the Wheel, doing what we do every week right here on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBS HLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, spinning these tunes for you. And thanks for tuning in tonight, whether you're in your auto on the way up to town or going on our app or streaming at thevoiceofvashon.org. And tonight, we have the B-side of the 2025 Fletchy, songs that were my favorites from those that I played live in 2025 on Boogie Back. And the B-side, at least when I was growing up, was probably the less promoted song on a 45, but that doesn't mean it wasn't a great song. Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers, Maggie May from Rod Stewart, We Will Rock You from Queen, all were on the B-side. So even though tonight's show is titled the B-side of 2025 Fletchers, that doesn't mean there aren't great songs, as you're going to hear. We're going to start off with a song about boots, and I stress the plural, because here is Carol Wonderland and a Texas girl and her boots.
Made for marching, cause I seem to march a lot. And the boots I wear when drinking made me stand straight when I'm not. get a second chance is left you stalled at the gate. That's two champagnes, give it some gas, maybe it's not too late. Now if you're thinking it's the stinking and it's hard to even concentrate, maybe let go, maybe you'll know that maybe it's not too late. Maybe it's too late, maybe too late, maybe too late, too late, too late, maybe too late, maybe too late, maybe too late, maybe it's not too late, maybe too late, maybe too late, maybe it's not too late, maybe too late, maybe too late, maybe it's not too late, maybe too late, maybe too late, maybe it's not too late.
Jeff Lankenhorn out of British Columbia. Formerly of Austin, Texas, with a nice boogie, Maybe It's Not Too Late, from his 2023 album, Alone at Sea. That was Jeff on vocals and the Oahu acoustic lap steel, as well as the Plank electric lap steel. Colin Linden was on harmony vocals and electric guitar, George Roselli on drums, John Diamond on electric bass, and Jim Hoke with the horn arrangement. Jeff also is a sought-after sideman for his work on the guitar and the Plank, which is a lap steel guitar he designed himself. And, you know, one of the things I like about the Austin Music Awards is they recognize the best bass player, best guitar player, best drummer, and so on. But they also recognize an instrument that isn't usually in the mainstream. It could be a harp. A few years ago, Jeff got the Austin Music Award for the best miscellaneous instrument, the Plank. Lead off that set was a damn fine guitar player herself, Carolyn Wonderland, with Texas Girl in Her Boots. It came from a 2021 album called Tempting Fate, and you also heard Dave Alvin on rhythm guitar. He also produced the album, by the way. Marcia Ball was on piano, Shelley King on background vocals. Carolyn's out of Austin, and she was the first and only woman lead guitar player for John Mayall. She also plays a lap steel guitar. Another outstanding lap steel and pedal steel guitar player, Cindy Cashdollar, is on this album as well. You listen to the B-side of the 2025 Fletchies here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and official picker of winners of the Fletchie Awards. I appreciate you tuning in tonight. Well, we open with some really up-tempo and pretty positive songs, so of course we're going to slow things down to some blues. Really powerful voices and different perspectives on love. We are going to start off with Mickey Guyton and Caught Up in Your Storm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Caught up in your storm, and I don't want to get. Caught up in your storm, babe. Love your rain pouring down. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, washing over me. Storm, don't need no shelter from you. Oh, your body keeps me so warm from that. Skies over me, but I wanna taste every drop of rain that you make. That's what I kind of fool am I?
Yeah, that was Ruthie Foster out of Austin. What kind of fool am I? From her 2022 album, Healing Time. And this album got her a Grammy nomination, her fifth overall, and third in the Best Contemporary Blues category. And on her site, she said that she hears fans telling her that the music that they make is really spiritually healing, and there's always time for healing if you give it time. This album, along with others Ruthie has done, except for her 2025 album, Mileage, is on Blue Corn Records, and they let her do that kind of music that worked for her, unlike her original contract in which they wanted her to be a pop singer. And Ruthie, I think, made the right choice with this contract. Jeff Plankenhorn is on Blue Corn as well. Before Ruthie, we heard Mickey Guyton and Caught Up in Your Storm from the soundtrack on the movie Forever My Girl. Came out in 2018. I have no review of that movie for you, sorry. Mickey's characterized as a black country artist. I would call her pop as well. But I think this is somewhat fair in that her song Black Like Me was a 2020 Fletchy winner, by the way, also got her a Grammy nomination, making her the first black female artist nominated for Best Country Solo Performance. And the following year, she got a Grammy nomination for her first full-length album, Remember Her Name. She is from Arlington, Texas, and she moved to California for school and a career in music, and then she moved to Nashville. And as of 2025, has got three albums out. Let's do one more love song. This one feels a little bit more positive to me, and I like it a lot. It's a little jazzy kind of way. Here's Melat in The Lesson.
Oh,
we'll come.
Nice. That was Melat, Austin-born musician. But her upbringing was a little bit different in that she was from Ethiopia. Her parents were, anyway. Both immigrants had to leave the country in the dead of night. And Melat is influenced by her dad's love of R&B and her cultural upbringing and her favorite era of music, which, as you might be able to tell, was 30s to 50s jazz. She's named Austin 360's 2018 Breakout Artist of the Year. She grew up speaking Amharic language at home as well as English with her parents and her grandmother, and she's glad that she did so she could speak with her grandmother. And while her songs, I think they focus on various aspects of love, she really does not ignore her race either. You are listening to the 2025 Fletchy Award winners, the B-side on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. We are streaming at thevoiceofvashon.org, and we're on the app as well. Thanks for listening. Well, thanks to our underwriters and all of you who listen in. We appreciate that. Next up, we're going to pick up the tempo a little bit. We're going to harken back to the first two songs in the set about lost love. And we're going to lead off maybe with some unrequited love with the Peterson Brothers and I'll Be Around.
This is all fork in the road. could make it all okay. I could say you're wrong, you could walk away. Was it something she said? Or maybe something he did? I could play along and look the other way. But if it's something, baby, you should let them all know. It's not giving in when you're letting go. If you're thinking of taking the high road, it all go. Should you let that girl know? Did she do you wrong? You need a lot of load. And were they holding you down? Was he yelling too loud? Did they break your heart back? Are you acting proud? If it's something, baby, you should let them all know. It's not giving in when you're letting go. If you're thinking of taking the high road,
Sir Woman with High Road, recorded live on Audio Tree. She also sang it on the CBS Morning Show, which generated a whole bunch of hits for her on the streamers. Sir Woman is Kelsey Wilson out of Boston. She starred as a lead vocalist and violinist for a folk group called Wild Child, and they did pretty well, especially locally, and for 14 years. And then Kelsey, after a while, just felt that the music wasn't authentic to her, so she just made her own record. She got her name when she was hanging out at the last festival she was going to do with Wild Child, and a security guard yelled at her, calling her Sir, and then, oh, Woman, and that was it. Before Sir Woman, we heard the Peterson Brothers with I'll Be Around, recorded live at the studios at Fisher in the Texas Hill Country. The Peterson Brothers are Glenn Peterson on vocals and lead guitar and Alex Peterson on bass. They're from Bastrop, south of Austin, but they now live in Austin. They're really good friends with Gary Clark Jr. They've played with him often at Antone's, and they toured with him as well. They said in an interview that their music career started from sifting through garage sale albums that their mother and grandmother brought home, and that helped them learn the classics of funk and soul and blues rock. You are listening to the B-side of the 2025 Fletchy Award winners here on Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. Well, next up, we're going to change gears substantially and turn to storytellers and excellent detailed songwriting, the kind I really, really appreciate. And that, of course, we lead off with Slade Cleaves and Next Heartbreak.
I saw it coming, but it came down hard as a stone. Laid my brother down in his grave. We had one last whiskey over his bones. He was a fighter, but he knew he was facing the end. Hope I'm as brave when it comes my time, and we're gathered round the bedside again. Blessings in a carry on until the next heartbreak. I hold my wife a little closer now in the dark. I say a prayer for the ones I know who'll make it through the night with just one heart. Got through the hard times, buffed them up in the past. Back to the living, back to sunny days, but we're old enough to know it won't last. I don't wonder about it anymore, now I know how much a heart can take. I count my blessings and I carry on until the next heartbreak. Carry water should be simple enough. Till you're down on your knees looking up at the sky with a fear that you're not that tough. All is quiet now, but the mind races on. Reach for the bottle on the old nightstand. Good times keep a rolling. Blessings and I carry on. I don't wonder about it anymore. Now I know how much a heart can take. I count my blessings and I carry on until the next heartbreak.
We parted from the hills and landed solid on the plain. Sky was blue, as wide as I could see. And the prairie grasses blew in the wind and in the rain. We knew the land was calling out our name. In the spring of 31, we would harvest in the sun. Job well done. Its own prize, but there was nothing we could do by the fall of 32. They came like moving mountains in disguise, and the land was rearranged before our eyes. Dust to breathe and dust to eat, dust to drink in when we sleep. Tell the darkness from the day. Like two midnights in a jug, the dusters barreled down on us. The only thing that we could do was wait. Hope our prayers would make it through to heaven's gate. Thank you. us to drinking when we sleep. Couldn't tell the darkness from the day. Like two midnights in a jug, the dusters barreled down on us. The only thing that we could do was wait and hope our prayers would make it through to heaven's gate.
That was Erin Ivey with Dust Bowl. She's out of Austin, and that came from my autographed copy of her 2021 album Solace in the Wild. And I first heard of Erin when I did a show based on photographs of Texas musicians, and she was one of the subjects. Her album Broken Gold from 2011 won some Austin accolades, and so did this one. Her 2025 album called Souvenir was created when she was dealing with lung cancer, and that one's a little bit little country feel to it. It's a good one. And everything I read indicates that she is recovering really well from her bout of cancer. We got off that set with Slade Cleaves, no stranger to the Fletchie Award shows. He's won a few. The song was Next Heartbreak from his album Together Through the Dark. And as Boogie Back listeners know, Slade is from Maine originally. He went to Tufts, majoring in English and philosophy. He busked around Europe for a while and eventually settled in the Austin area. He is quite a good songwriter, often dark. But this one seems more knowing that sadness is going to come again, but life isn't all sad. That's my interpretation. Let's hear one more in this vein. This one from Jeffrey Martin, and I Didn't Know.
Grew up in a brick house, 15th behind the bakery, where my dad worked his bones into knots. My mom was a watcher, my mom was a listener, my mom was afraid to leave the house. And I used to walk the city, winter in Cincinnati, make you cry razors from the cold. Now I hear mom and dad fighting, the busted oven, and then they're laughing, and she's chasing him down the hallway with a towel. And I didn't know, they didn't know what they were doing. And I didn't know, they didn't know what they were doing. I woke to the sound of sadness and tiptoed out my bedroom and found Dad crying at the window by the phone. In the morning I had not forgotten, and the whole house felt different. I hugged my dad and left for school older and alone. Mom said his sister was a drinker, and they tried everything to help her, but sometimes the story's already been. I laid in bed wondering what was already written and who gets to decide where I go. I laid in bed wondering what was already written and who gets to decide where I go. And I didn't know, they didn't know what they were doing. I didn't know. They didn't know what they were doing. Hey. Oh. Hey. Oh.
Jeffrey Martin with I Didn't Know from his 2023 album, Thank God We Left the Garden. He's out of Portland now, but he spent some time as a teen in Dallas when his dad was a preacher there. And if you've heard many of his songs, you know, as Jeffrey admits, they're usually pretty dark as well. Although he does have a pretty good sense of humor. I've seen him in house concerts and at the Snap here a few times. I subscribed to his newsletter, and near the beginning of January, he sent a missive matching his mood. And here's a brief piece from it. This morning I sat on the porch in the sun with a blanket to cut the wind, and my dog snarfed, and I looked out for my grateful heart everywhere and couldn't find it. I made an easy list of things to be grateful for. I held it out like you could hold an apple to a horse, but my heart couldn't be coaxed. I smiled a sad smile and shook my head. Sometimes we steer, sometimes we are steered, which is to say, near the top of my list of gratitudes were these upcoming tours and how lucky we are for the wisdom of knowing which sustains us beyond the fickleness of our feelings. What a gift to be steered toward something that'll force my heart to show up, despite this political moment, despite the cruelty, despite the fear and the uncertainty. Jeffrey Martin. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas right here on The Voice of Vashon, streaming, of course, on thevoiceofvashon.org, and listening here, I hope, on the app. Thanks for listening. Well, we're going to head toward the door, not out, with whom else among my favorites but James McMurtry. Here's James with Color of Night.
Lying on the shop floor in a pile of broken parts. Thought I heard drums in the distance, but it was only my heart. In that hollow place where the dominoes fall, and it's all you can do to just make any sense of it all. I don't know if I can maintain with my Hollywood girl all the sidemen work day jobs back in my little world. So she's way too expensive for a drifter like me. Still, I hope it works out somehow. We'll just have to see. The color of night. It's a 60-watt bulb on a cinder block wall. You can't find a light. The matchbooks are spent. There's no one away to call. Candid admission barely thickens the plot. Seems you miss what you're missing more than you want what you've got. And I guess this beats boredom, but it hurts just the same. I don't know if I got time left to get any good at the game. The color of night, it's a few drops of blood in the parking lot dirt. I catch a hard right, I roll with the impact no matter how bad it hurts.
And I must confess I'd have never known the truth. Sometimes we send a message and hope it don't get through. And all my doubts I can fight them down and then crawl back out just to see my shadow again. This fortress shall not fall as I stand on the mount. I'll be up for the action till I'm down for the count. And if the Lord be my shepherd, then the devil's my friend. I got a feeling I'll be needing them both for the soap opera ends. The color of night, it's a 60-watt bulb on a cinder block wall. You can't find a light, the matchbook's empty, there's no one to break the fall.
Of course, that was James McMurtry, Color of Night, from his 2025 album, The Black Dog and the Wandering Boy. And the rest of his band does not get enough recognition from me, as I'm always goo-gooing all over James's lyrics and his vocal and his guitar and his storytelling. So the rest of his band are Tim Holt on guitar, and including that guitar solo you heard, Cornbread on bass, Darren Hess on drums, and Betty Sue on backup vocals, Bucca Allen on organ, and Diana Burgess on cello. Kudos to them all. We're going to go out the door with the Peterson Brothers again, Glenn on lead vocals and guitar, and Alex on bass with a really wonderful solo on this one. And the song is I Gotta Go. Seems appropriate. Recorded live in the KUTX studios. Here are the Peterson Brothers on The Voice of Vashon.
So sweet, but the way you treat me now is indeed. I gotta go. Thank you.
together was the best of my life. But now I'm leaving you, baby, cause I, that's my friend. I gotta go. I gotta go. You know I gotta go, baby, cause friends don't treat me the same.
Glenn Peterson on vocals and guitar, Alex Peterson on bass, and I am Jeff Fletcher, your host of Boogie Back to Texas, right here on the Voice of Vashon. Thanks for tuning in tonight, and we will see you next week.